And the word believe doesn't mean what you think it does. It doesn't mean mental assent only. It means to trust. To trust. And what does to trust mean? It means to commit something to someone. To trust means to commit something to someone. I'm sorry if you've heard this illustration from me, but it's the one that I know it helps us to see it. We have a little girl. Our daughter is 17. She's Down syndrome, autistic. She cannot speak. She requires 24 hours, 7 days a week supervision. It's one of the reasons my wife's not here tonight. It's hard to travel with her because of the autism. Very routine-oriented child. Get her out of routine, she just really has problems. Karen and I have made a few trips together, get out of town for a short period. And when we do those short trips, we sit down and we talk, okay, who in the church do we believe can take care of Victoria while we're gone? And we name a few names and said, yeah, I think they're going to be home this weekend. Let's give them a call and let's see if they'll do it. And they arrange it, they agree, and we show up at their doorstep and we walk Victoria to their door. If I really believe, what will I now do? Turn around and walk away. That's no longer mental assent, belief, but now it's trust. Because I've committed something and I've left it. How many of you are willing at this very moment to leave you with Jesus? Come on. How many would say, I've understood the gospel. I've grown up in church. My friends witnessed to me. I understood Jesus died for my sins. I know I'm a sinner. But there's just some things I just couldn't breach, couldn't cross, couldn't bridge. God says, will you trust me? Will you trust me? Yes, Lord, I trust you, but I don't know how to trust you. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And the answer to that prayer is give it, surrender it, release it, and walk away. Knowing he will not go back on his word, but be faithful to you and save you.